Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
What if instead of chasing success, you could get success to chase you? Sounds pretty crazy, right? Only it's true. It's absolutely true. If success becomes your focus, then what you do inadvertently and subconsciously is you begin to use people to get your ultimate goal, which is success. And that's unfortunately what a lot of people do. I've been guilty of that. When I first started out as an author way back in 2004, I would kind of meet people and think, you know, I thought success is the goal, success is the target. And so naturally when you meet people along the way, you're kind of using them to get success, which doesn't work. It did not work for years and years and years. Finally, I woke up one day. I don't know. I probably had some truth tellers in my life, or maybe I just saw it as an example of really successful people. But I realized that they never made success their goal. In fact, they made people their goal. And not only people, but they made serving people their goal, helping people, solving other people's problems. That was their goal. And the craziest thing is, once I began to do that, what happened? Naturally, success chases you. And success chases you so much that you better have systems in place eventually, and processes and people and teams, because you will have so much success that you need to organize that success and scale that success. So I just want to challenge you today. Maybe you already knew this, or maybe you're like me back when, you know, kind of at the beginning of the journey as a author, coach, speaker, entrepreneur, whatever. And you maybe you've had the wrong focus. But if you can shift that, I'm telling you, the world opens up to you. And it's almost like you're playing according to this invisible set of rules. It's like this secret playbook that most people don't have. And you can tell this, your gut knows this. When you go to a networking meeting, you know that if people are just there to push themselves, their agenda, that never works. But when you show up filled up, as I teach, then you have something to give. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. If you know somebody who should have success chasing them, in other words, they're so good, they have such a great message, but maybe they just need a little bit of push in a direction, share this with them. Show them you love them. Show them you care about them. And don't forget to be a soul on fire today. Talk to you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.